Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce with a news briefing. The Prime Minister says the detection of a Chinese spy ship in waters off Western Australia highlights the increasing presence that Beijing wants to have in our region. Experts believe the vessel was gathering intelligence on a nearby communications base. Scott Morrison says it's a sign of the times we find ourselves in.
Of course, freedom of navigation is permitted all around the world, and no one's made any suggestions that that any rules were breached. But what yesterday highlighted in the context of foreign interference, an assertive Chinese government seeking to impose its will across the region, this highlights the challenges that we face.
Meantime, the PM's announced a re-elected coalition government would expand the Sporting Schools program, which encourages students to get into a sport, while Labor will pledge an extra $1 billion for Medicare and the health system. Authorities are warning the danger from flooding in southeastern Queensland remains, although the risk is slowly easing. The main focus today is on Gympie, where the Mary River is expected to peak this afternoon and into this evening. The state's Emergency Services Minister Mark Ryan says the main bridge there might be closed.
And some water inundation in the CBD. So we asked people in Gympie to keep an eye on the messaging from Emergency Services. And there has been some impact in Warwick as well, with a number of businesses and residents being inundated.
And a crime scene has been established at Belmore in Sydney's southwest, where a man's been shot dead this morning in a suspected underworld revenge attack.
Listener.